Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is what John Lynch said about it.
I was just with Mike Tomlin and at the Michigan Pro Day, and Mike coached me, and so we're very close. And he's like, "Bro, what's going on?" Like, I promise you, we got nothing. And,
I don't know. You can stop it. That's not the best.
That's the old Lynch on
BA. There's a big John Lynch right in front of me here. That's not today's John Lynch.
That's the old Lynch on BA.
Okay, hang on. I think I got it now.
Okay,
here we go. Try this one.
Talking about another receiver.
Oh, now they're both playing at once.
why don't you just let me play it?
Why don't you do it, Grandy?
Here comes Lucas.
I mean,
man.
My God, it's as if my mom's in here trying to operate the board, for crying out loud.
Am I coasting with Ellen Willard right now?
Jeez. Go ahead, Grandy.
How do you make this doohickey work?
Here's John Lynch, his opening statement.
A couple years ago, there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing, but with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish, and our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. You know, as such, you know, I was a player once, and I never liked my business being out in the public, and so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and we'll focus on the draft here today.
Okay, that's from John Lynch today, and I've got some thoughts. First of all, he even brings up what this was like with Debo 2 years ago. I think that we could do a little compare and contrast of what it sounded like with Debo, what it sounds like today. But here's the first thing I want to say before we get to what John Lynch said. And Dibs, I think you agree, but let me say it first. You tell me if you agree or if this is a little bit too strong. Good God, do not trade Brandon Ayuk. This has been simmering for me, and all the Warriors stuff has sort of pushed this aside.
Right.
And we've all gotten our, like, dip toe in the water thoughts out about Brandon Ayuk, but just kind of in this sort of like, I don't know, like, foot not really on the gas sort of a way. The conversation hasn't gotten too heavy. Draft week is here. Let's get heavy. Do not trade Brandon Ayuk. And I understand the 49ers don't want to. So that's great. I know they're trying. I don't know what he's asking for. The only time they've ever traded their homegrown drafted star, it didn't go great. And the reason they did it, DeForest Buckner, is because they felt he was being unreasonable with what he was asking for financially. Is the same true with Brandon? I don't know. But I'm almost more bothered about what I hear about this than by what the 49ers are or are not going to do. There are so many of you, it feels like, who think, well, I get it. You don't want to trade. You don't want to pay two receivers in the same room. And you get a really high pick for Brandon, and you just go draft another one. And I want to tell every one of you, have you not watched the NFL draft before? Have you not seen how this works? I remember once upon a time, not too long ago, that this current regime almost went and got themselves fired because they decided that someone in an important position was now expendable and too expensive. So let's just go, you know, find another one in the draft. And they went and found Trey Lance. And if they hadn't stumbled into Brock Purdy a year later, we would, make no mistake, be talking about Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch's job status right now.
Yeah, he even referred to it today in his press conference.
I am blown away how many of you seem to think that you can snap your fingers and just go find another guy at the position. This is the NFL draft. Every other pick gets messed up by every team. Every talent evaluator out there maybe bats 50-50 in the early rounds. Plus, even if you hit on a receiver, it takes a year. When's a lot? I mean, Justin Jefferson, it was week 13 before it finally started to click for him.
When you'd already dropped him on your fantasy team.
Sure had, because he wasn't doing a damn thing. The 49ers need to be really good right now, this fall, September, and they will not be ready to do so if Brandon Ayuk is not on the football team. Don't do it.
Yeah, they might do it. And if you compare what John Lynch said today to what he said about Debo, we can get into that in the next segment and pick through it and parse words and do all the rest of it. It's an interesting comp because it felt to me like he was more passionately about keeping Debo. And I do think that that plays into a reason why you might trade Brandon Ayuk, because you don't want to pay two receivers that much money. And I know we've talked before about Debo and his contract being more expendable at the end of next year. Feels to me like John Lynch, at least, has been more passionate about Debo on the team than Brandon Ayuk. And this is the time that they have to put up or shut up with Ayuk.
I got a hard time understanding that. You know what I mean? I really do. Debo Samuel right now, he's only 28. He'll be 29 in the playoffs next year. Okay? So think about what we're talking about now. Because a lot of people go, I don't want to pay two receivers. I have an idea. Then don't. You don't have to. If you sign Brandon Ayuk to an extension, it does not kick in this coming year. It kicks in the year after that. And then Brock Purdy's extension will kick in the year after that. So there is time. There's time to pay these people. Debo has an out in his contract after next year. He is the much older one. He is the much more injury-prone one. He will be about to turn 30 years old. If you're so worried about paying two receivers, then don't. Pay one. Pay Brandon Ayuk. You can have them both this year. If it does, depending on how those years go, we'll see where we're at with regard to going forward with both of them when Brandon's extension would in theory kick in. But to me, that is absolutely option A. And then the other thing is, and I heard this morning, even Goose said this, he thinks Brandon Ayuk's got leverage. He doesn't. That's the other reason I would not trade him. Brandon Ayuk's got absolutely zero leverage. This is not the Nick Bosa situation. He is not the best player at his position in the sport. Brandon Ayuk, if he sits out this upcoming year, is leaving millions of dollars on the table. And the 49ers also have a franchise tag that they could use the year after that. If the Niners don't want Brandon to go anywhere, for him to actually have leverage, he's got to look them in the eye and be like, I'll sit out 2 years. You know, no one's doing that in their fourth year.
Right.
That's not happening.
Well, the Niners won't use the franchise tag on him. They almost never use the franchise tag at all.
But you could threaten it.
You sure could.
Yeah, and they've got the leverage.
And if he, you know, then if he didn't play, he misses out on $14 million this year. The franchise tag would put him at about $28 million. It's the average of the top five, which is right in there, probably $27, $28 million. Interesting that Bill Barnwell of ESPN, he put out a trade idea for every team at every spot. And at number five, he has the Chargers trading number five to the Niners and also sending the Niners a sixth-round pick. LA gets Brandon Ayuk, the 31st pick, and a third-round pick in exchange.
Oh, you didn't mention that. The Niners will know. I know you
it's
said
it's a first round swap. The Niners go up 26 spots.
Oh, that deal stinks to high heaven.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Niners get a sixth back, and then they give up a third NIU.
No, thank you. That's an awful trade. I'm moving.
Well, that's the cost of moving up in the first round.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah.
I am absolutely out. Because, by the way, that first-round pick probably needs to be used on an offensive tackle or a edge rusher. Or a defensive tackle, not a wide receiver. So if you're giving up your 31 and Brandon Ayuk and a third rounder, also that you can move up to five and then get an extra sixth.
You get your pick. Maybe you wind up with Marvin Harrison Jr. at five, depending on if it goes quarterbacks probably, 1 through 4.
You probably could.
Yeah.
Probably could.
He's on his way to Canton, Mark.
He can't miss.
He's a Hall of Famer in waiting.
Doesn't exist.
He might be the most talented player in this draft.
Yeah. I remember when people said that about Zach Wilson. Remember that? So.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.